brought up in a loving Christian home with my mum and dad and three brothers. At a young age, I was having problems at school, and my dad said to me, "Jesus can help you and give you the strength to keep going." I was only 6, going on 7 years old, and I knelt down at the fireplace and asked Jesus to come into my heart. And my dad prayed with me, and I felt a lovely feeling. I carried on going to school, which was very hard, but I kept on remembering that my dad said, "Jesus will help you." In my young teenage years at school, it came very difficult, and the kids were very cruel to me. It would shock you all of all the things they used to say and do to me. At lunch times and break times, I would stand in the playground on my own and feel very lonely and unhappy. And because I was thin, they used to call me Chip. And also because they knew I was a Christian, they would shout "Bible basher," because my dad preached the gospel. I got to the point where school was unbearable and I'd only one thing to hold on to, and that was God to help me and to sustain me. At the age of 15, I left school because it was making me ill. And also my mum was very ill and had just had my baby brother. My dad had to go to work, and so I was a little mum helping my mum. At the age of 16, I went through the waters of baptism, which was an amazing day, and I wanted to go for God no matter what. This was a wonderful day in my life. Then shortly after that, I received the Holy Spirit and the gift of tongues, which again made a big difference in my life. At the age of 17, I started my first job working in a card shop. Some of the girls used to say awful things to me and talk about me, but I used to let it go and carry on. I used to say, "Oh no, not again," but I knew that God was in control of my life. When I was 20, I met Pete. I started going out. And then at the age of 22, we got married, and that was a wonderful day. My mum and dad didn't want me to leave home as I was the only daughter. As you know, in 1985, we had a baby boy named Timothy who was very premature and weighed 3 pounds. In fact, I was very ill and it was 50-50, but God in his mercy brought us through. And now he is taller than me and still my little treasure. God was so amazing at that time and still is. There were times in my life when it was so hard. I felt like giving up, but God helped me and gave me the strength to face another day. In 2012, which was one of the worst years in my life, again, God gave me the strength and helped me to cope. In the October, Pete had his mental breakdown. Then in the November, I lost my mum. And then to top it all, 2 years later, I lost my dad. I felt so empty and sad, but I know I will see them again one day. God in his mercy again picked me up and got me back on track. And with the support of my friends and family around me too, I carried on. Where I am today during lockdown is our dear friend Leslie and Pete encouraged me to play my keyboard and sing. And God has blessed me with songs. It's also such a privilege to get to know you all on Zoom. And I feel so blessed to be able to share my testimony with you all. When I was in the Alpha group last year, a friend said to me, "How is Jesus special to you?" I said, "Jesus is my very best friend and number one in my life. Then Pete, then Tim." She was quite amazed at that. But I would not be where I am today if I had not got God in my life. I know I can rely on him at all times. And the song that I'd like to sing to you is "Thank You, Jesus, for giving me your love." God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And I'd like to just sing another little song that God gave me.